This episode of the Inner Ho Uprising is sponsored by Smile Direct Club. Inner Ho Uprising. Welcome to the Inner Ho Uprising, the podcast about sex, love, and dating from me, Sam, one black polyamorous feminist ho living in New York City, and today's co-ho, Asha, a pansexual aspiring ho and forensic anthropologist who wants to save the world by saving people.
Woohoo!
I love that.
Thank you.
Tell us a little about anthropology.
Well, anthropology.
Or forensic anthropology.
Yeah. Anthro in the basic sense is just like studying people and cultures.
Mm-hmm.
Forensic anthropology deals with bones and identifying people.
Okay. And how are you saving people through that?
Well, I just feel like there's such a large amount of people who have gone missing and unknown, and I feel like through their bones we can tell their stories. So that's what I want to do.
That's going to be super cool. You're still in school?
No, I graduated last year, almost a year to date.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. It feels great.
Okay, cool. Well, excited to see your anthropological work. Seriously. I wish I would have taken like one anthropology class.
At least one.
Yeah, whatever. So this is season two of the Inner Ho Uprising, the search for a new co-ho. If you guys listened to last season, there was an old co-ho, and this season, she's not with us anymore. So I am trying out new co-hos every week, and this week we've got Asha. This is also our last week. So if you like her, vote for her like 20 times so that she can catch up to
right,
the other people.
Right, 20 times 100.
Exactly. What is that, 2,000 times?
A lot.
That's several times.
Give me all the votes.
Vote for her many, many times. And you can do that on innerhouseuprising.com. Or if you wish to not vote for Asha. Sorry, Asha. I know that's blasphemy right now, but you know, people have options. This is a hoocracy. Not a hotatorship.
Okay.
You guys can go to innerhouseuprising.com to click on the vote tab and click for any of the co-hosts that you've enjoyed. If you're a new listener, the show usually goes a number of ways, but this way is a little bit different because we're doing a mailbag episode.
Ooh.
So we're actually cutting out our current event segment and our topic of the day segment. But for today's episode, we'll be doing Bay of the Week, which is our the people who we find attractive this week. Ho of the Week, where I shout out you guys, the listeners, the homies, the fans. Self-care tip of the week, where we tell you about how you can take care of yourself, pay a bitch. And then this week, we've got Fuck Me, which is about our sex, romantic, and dating lives. And then we've got Fuck You, where we read listener letters and talk about you guys' sexual, romantic, and dating lives. So you ready to get into the show?
I'm so ready.
Okay. We can't do it yet because I have to say that if you would like to follow along with the conversation had in this podcast, you can do so by using the hashtag InnerHoUprising, and you can also use the hashtag PodIn, created by Podcast in Color Berry, which is a hashtag that you use in order to let other people know that you're listening to a podcast. It's a good way to find podcasts, so shout out to Berry. All right, now are you ready to get in the show?
Not
playing this time. Better be ready. All right, so let's get into Bay of the Week. Who's your Bay of the Week?
It's Chadwick Boseman, because he had the audacity to post that picture of him in a towel.
And I don't know what picture you're talking about.
You need to see this picture. This towel is like being held together by a thread. His booty looks amazing.
Chadwick Boseman.
And it's like from when they filmed 42, so like forever ago.
Yeah.
So the fact that he released this now.
It was a literal thirst trap.
Yes, it was.
That's hilarious. Why can't I find it?
Oh my God.
Google is probably like doing that censorship shit or something like that. So is it like the front or the back? Like
no, it's from
booty?
The back.
Oh,
just straight from the
out.
Back. You see all his back muscles and everything. And he's sweaty. He looks amazing.
That is quite nice.
Yes.
I'll find it later. Shout out to Chadwick Boseman and the disrespectful picture that
right,
he posted.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's go into Ho of the Week. This episode was actually recorded 2 weeks ago. Sorry, guys. I'm a liar. But so for that week, I really appreciated Alicia D., who is one of my all-time favorite hoes, honestly. But she slid into the DMs and gave me like this paragraph by paragraph breakdown of who she thought should be the two next co-hoes or whatever. And she was like, this is what I see or whatever. She was like fucking with the vision and shit. And for that, I fuck with Alicia D. Also, shout out to her. She's like Miss Natural Beauty Queen or something like that of New York.
Yes, God.
Yeah, and she has like this page called Cubicles and Curls where she just shouts out natural hair people in the
God.
Office space, because you know they like to shit on us in the office space.
Brooke.
So
it was actually my first time wearing my hair out in the
really?
Office.
How
yeah.
did that go? Were they like, oh, New hair, Asha.
Yes, you know they were.
A lot shorter now, or much longer. How long
have you been blonde? And I'm just like, forever?
Yeah, exactly. They just never know. They just never know. So now we're going to get into self-care tip of the week. And you have a self-care tip for us?
Yes, I do. So around the time this airs, I feel like a lot of people will be done with finals and about to graduate, or mm-hmm. just getting in the hang of the fact that they're about to matriculate. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of people just need to relax and enjoy that. Like, you've made it through the year. You did it. Relax. Because I feel like a lot of us are stressing so much right now, especially in our 20s. And it's just like, why?
Yeah.
There's so much going on. So I feel like everyone just needs to relax, drink some water, watch TV, and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, find a good show to binge watch right. on Netflix. There's always that conflict between, like, should I stress over my entire life
don't
right
stress.
Now?
No, don't do
or
it.
Or should I relax? And then when you are relaxing, you're still kind of stressing. Like,
you're still stressed. You can't, you can't help it, but still relax.
Yeah, chill the fuck out.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Last but not least, Pay a Bitch. If you guys would like to help sustain the Inner Hoe Uprising, you can do so by going to innerhoeuprising.com and clicking the Pay a Bitch tab. You can also go to paypal.me/innerhoe. You can also go back to innerhoeuprising.com, click the merchandise tab and buy some merchandise. Or you can use any of the coupon codes from our sponsors featured in previous episodes. So now we're going to get into the bulk of the show.
Yeah.
Ready to take this load? I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that to you. I shouldn't have said that to you.
I love it, though.
All right, well, you ready to take the world? So we're going to go into Fuck Me Now.
Fuck me.
This is a segment about the host's sexual, romantic, and dating lives. And for the very last time, I won't be talking about my life until next week. You get to know all the dirty details of me sitting at home in long moo-moos and just not shaving, watching Netflix a lot, you know, whatever. Real fun stuff. But let's hear about your fun stuff now.
Well, right now I am trying to get out there in the BDSM world mm-hmm. more physically, but...
What do you mean by more physically?
Because, like, I'm more, like, I'm very well knowledgeable on it, but I don't go to as many play parties, so I've been going to some. Mm-hmm. However, men are trash.
Oh,
so,
man.
There's that.
Why did Wong cough when that
right
he wanted to make his presence known,
say something.
He's like, hashtag not all men.
Not all men. Y'all could keep that, but no. But I also have this weird crush on this person I went to school with. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to get over that, because I don't like crushes. I don't like how they make me feel.
Really, this is not
who
I am. The giddiness and the
nervousness.
I hate
it. It's terrible. Like, okay. He texts me and I'm just like, just like, you need to calm down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how are you, what is your game plan for getting over it?
I don't know yet.
Sometimes they just have to whittle away. I've had some long-term crushes, like years and years and years crushes.
I've never had one last more than a month.
Oh, so you're good. When did this even develop?
More than a month.
Oh, maybe you're not good. This might be your first year-long
right.
crush.
Exactly.
What is it about this person? Is
he
a men are trash, or he's...
No, he's not. Absolutely not. Okay. He's a super nerd like me.
Aw.
We also both went to the same school, mm-hmm. so there's that. Mm-hmm. And he's just, like, generally good to talk to.
Yeah.
Just, like, I could randomly talk about microbiology, and he gets it.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's always good to have someone like that in your
exactly,
life.
Exactly, because most of my friends, things. Like... They listen, but about?
They don't.
They don't
know.
There's no connect.
They don't know. So why are you trying to end the crush and not, like, pursue something else?
He lives on the other side of the country.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, long-distance relationships are a thing. Mm. Apparently they're not.
Apparently not.
I've never been in one, so.
I mean, the longest I've been in is the Bronx, and that was a lot.
Yeah, one time Akeem was in New Jersey for a couple of months.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Oh, God. Exactly. No. That was really hard, actually.
Jersey is a place I do not go.
I mean, I never went.
I'd be forgetting Jersey exists.
I am not going to shame New Jersey on this show. I don't know how many people from New Jersey listen to this. Okay, well, all right, good luck. I mean, you just got to think about all the things that make him a piece of shit. Maybe there's nothing, though. You got to, sometimes when I'm, like, feeling intimidated by a person, I'm just like, you know, they take a shit at the end of the day. Like, they sit on the toilet and they doo-doo. And that's what makes me get over it. That probably won't help me help you, because you looked at me like, what the fuck is she talking about? Let's go on to the next segment.
Fuck you.
This is, that was really good. You're very good.
Thank you.
This is a segment about you guys' lives, sexual, romantic dating, your questions, your comments, your concerns, your rants, whatever. If you have any letters, please send them into ihupodcast@gmail.com. So let's get into the first letter. So this first letter is from Elsa, parentheses, not my real name. And Elsa writes, "Hi there. First of all, I've been following the podcast since season one, episode one, and I am obsessed. Love you guys so much." Oh, she's first of all, fan. Thank you. Like, how did you even find true the episode fan that early on? Do I know you? Like, because it was only like my friends listening. I recently joined Soul Swipe after hearing about it through this podcast. Wow, she lives and dies, like, you know, horrifying. Because all of the other dating apps are bogus, and I thought it would be a nice place to meet a woke black male who is on my level. Maybe my expectations were too high, but it was worth a try. They were way too high. Niggas on social media, just everywhere. Anyway, I've noticed that even though I live in a big city, even though I live in a big city and there are a good amount of black guys on Soul Swipe, I keep seeing a lot of white guys on there too. At first, I was surprised because I thought they stumbled on the wrong app or something, but some of them were cute, so I swiped right just to see what happened. Or what would happen. To my surprise, these are always the guys that message me first. I asked one of them what they were doing on Soul Swipe, and at first he seemed kind of confused by me asking the question. But then he said he has dated black women in the past and is partial to black people. Partial to black people? Okay.
That's the word now.
I wasn't sure what to make of that at first. People have their preferences, and who am I to judge? But the more I thought about it, the more annoyed I got. I don't like his phrasing. Isn't this a classic example of white privilege? White people feeling that they are welcome in our exclusive spaces. I bet if I got on JDate or FarmersOnly.com, is that a website? Wait. I have to do research on that after this.
Please.
I would be cussed out or called the N-word in 3.5 seconds. I mean, if you go on Xbox probably Live, quicker. You're going to be called the N-word.
As soon as you reveal exactly. yourself.
So what do you guys think about white guys on Soul Swipe? Do you see them a lot in New York? Should I just swipe left on all of them, even though they seem more interested in me than the black guys? Ironically enough, interested to hear your perspective. Sincerely, Elsa. So what do you think about that?
Well, I do use Soul Swipe. Mm-hmm. Not really as much now because, like I said, some people are terrible. Mm-hmm. But I do see white people. And honestly, I always swipe left. Like, I don't care what's on their profile. I don't care what they look like. Because the reason I went to Soul Swipe is to find black people.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I don't even want to debunk why you're here.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you could be partial to, what was that phrasing? I don't even know why that even rubs me the wrong way. I don't like that. But I mean, okay, preferences are preferences. And then if you guys like listen to the Jamal episode where they said like
no fats, no femmes.
Yes, no fats, no femmes. That was a great episode. But basically they talked about like preferences and how preferences are still informed by other things in culture. So I feel like if you have a preference for black women as a non-black person, you're probably entering into like a fetishization type of space. Line. Which, whatever, that's a whole nother thing. But if you're fetishizing somebody and that person is okay with that, then do you.
Right.
But get the fuck off Soul Swipe with that shit.
I'm saying, though, you have Tinder, you have OkCupid.
Yes, exactly.
FarmersOnly.com, exactly.
There are
apparently
several places to be partial to black women because black women use those things, too. So right. Just find the black women there. You
exactly.
know? But, like, to enter into a black people's safe space, knowing that you're white and knowing that it was created for this purpose,
right,
you're
kind of
like perpetrating. Yeah, it is entitled. Very. It is definitely entitled. And yeah, I don't know. I would probably swipe left on all of them.
Yeah.
I haven't used Soul Swipe in like a year and a half, but when
it
I did,
it has not gotten better.
I
the app needs
I feel
an
like
update.
It probably got worse. Oh, the app is so bad.
It needs an update.
Yeah, I don't get that. It's really, really bad. All of I hate to say that, but like a lot of the black apps are not very good.
Yeah,
because they're not funded. Fund black businesses.
Right. Support black creatives.
Like, people still use Soul Swipe even though
it's
bad.
Because it's really so the only good one it. Out there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But, yeah. Ooh, I forgot my point. Oh, I didn't see that many white guys when I was on Soul Swipe at that time, though.
I see a lot.
That's crazy.
I see
I feel like
so
they just
many.
Learned about it and they were like...
White girls, too.
I've seen that as
which
well.
Which threw me for a loop.
Yeah, I just can't help but to think you're on some weird fetishization.
Very much so.
Suck your black dick.
Right.
Type shit. So.
Or looking for a BBC, because you know they love that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, swipe left on all those niggas. And then the reason why they seem more interested in you than black guys, it's because they're... Well, one, I feel like a lot of people are swiping left on them because that's not what they're on Soul Swipe for. So exactly. You're probably the only person swiping right for them. And then they're probably just like, ooh, a black woman.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, they're going to...
Yeah, we're not saying you're pretty. First. You're not pretty or anything. No, I'm sure but, you are. Yeah.
But,
And yeah. Also, if these black guys are not responding to you, count your blessings, girl, because...
A lot of the main shit.
Right. I've met a couple of main shit niggas on Soul They're Swipe. Probably helping you out.
Exactly. But then also, if, like, the black guys are not... reaching out to you first, you could do that.
And if they don't respond, just move on.
Yeah, exactly. There's no harm in like reaching out first. All right, thank you for writing, Elsa. So before we get to our next letter, we're going to take a quick break to read a message from our sponsor. This episode of the Inner Hoe Uprising is sponsored by Smile Direct Club. Smile Direct Club is an at-home teledentistry service that ships clear orthodontic aligners right to your doorstep. Perfect for people looking to make some changes to their smile without the hassle and cost of going to an orthodontist's office. Smile Direct Club aligners are affordable, about 70% less than other aligner brands or braces, and you can save even more with your insurance or an FSA. Many dental insurance plans cover the cost of aligners, and Smile Direct Club accepts FSAs. So I am still currently wearing my Smile Direct Club aligners. I've been having a pretty good experience with them so far. I have a little bit of crowding in my teeth, and I figured why not straighten that situation out. It's also good for people who used to wear braces as children, but their teeth have reverted back over adulthood. I went to a Smile Direct shop a couple of months ago to get a 3D scan of my teeth. It's a very quick and simple process. Everyone there was very nice and accommodating. A few days after that, I was sent an email with my dental plan and images of what my end smile would look like. If you aren't able to go to a Smile Direct shop, you can also do an at-home 3D mold by yourself and send that into Smile Direct Club. So a few weeks later, my aligners came in along with the glow whitening gel, and so far my teeth are several shades whiter, and I am currently on my third set of aligners and continuing to see and feel spacing and movement changes in my teeth. So I'll be updating you guys along the way, but the process has been great so far. So there are two easy ways to pay for aligners from Smile Direct Club. Single pay is a single payment of $1,700 as compared to other aligner brands, which can cost up to $5,000 on average. Or you can take advantage of Smile Pay, which is $250 down and then $99 a month for 17 months. You can get started with your at-home impression 3D mold of your teeth for $95, which is covered by the Smile Guarantee. So if aligners aren't a good fit for you, Smile Direct Club will send you your money back. And you can do your impression kit for 50% off using our special offer. Save 50% off the cost of Smile Direct Club's at-home impression kit by visiting smiledirectclub.com and using the code HOE, that's HO. Unfortunately, this product is unavailable in North Carolina, but if you're in the other 49 states, you can visit smiledirectclub.com and use the HO promo code today if you, your children, or anyone you know is interested in a straighter smile. And now we're going to get back to the show.
Great. Next letter. Hi, Sam. First off, let me say how much I love the show. It's literally the highlight of my week. I loved all the co-hosts so far and can't wait until the results are in. Vote for Sasha. Or Asha.
Yeah, is it Asha or Sasha?
Funny story, my name is Sasha. Okay. However, back when I started college, there was like this big hype, like, be careful what you put on your Facebook. Everyone checks that, it. Yeah. So I changed my name to Asha.
Yeah.
And for a year, everyone thought that was my name. So it has stuck with me for 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right,
so Asha you are.
All right. Anyways, I have a bit of a situation and I'm looking for advice. I've been in a monogamous relationship for 3 years now. We've been doing well and I love him a lot. We've had our bumps in the road sexually and we've tried to work it out. Earlier in the relationship, I told him that I wasn't sexually satisfied.
Dun, dun, dun.
Right. Oh my God, you told him that? He doesn't give me
He doesn't give me head. Oh my God. You're both like, what the fuck?
I thought
I was going to say he doesn't give me head well, but no. It just says he doesn't do it.
He doesn't give me head, although I do it for him almost religiously. Okay. Girl, what is you doing?
Right. Exactly. Oh, no, bro. What is you doing?
I do it for him because I enjoy it, because he enjoys it. So I've never thought to hold it just because he won't reciprocate.
Mm-hmm.
I've known from the beginning that he doesn't eat the cat, and although I was taken aback at first, I decided that I wouldn't push it. His reason aren't the typical misogynistic bullshit, like, it's an open cavity. What? I've never heard that.
That's a gaping hole. Ew. Right. Is your mouth a gaping hole? Don't most people like kiss? Okay. It's an
open. That is the typical misogynic bullshit. Wow. Okay. Yikes. Or you bleed out of there.
Okay, I've not heard that in person, but that makes more sense.
He explained that he doesn't find anything wrong with it. It's just that not his thing. So I decided to respect his preference. As the relationship has progressed, we worked out other sexual hiccups, but I couldn't seem to let this go. That's because you're missing out, girl.
Yeah, because head is important.
It's amazing.
It's essential.
Oh, my God. Yeah. At the end of the last year, we had a male-male-female threesome at my request, and our partner was allowed to give me head.
Wait a minute. Okay, so he really just doesn't like it.
Absolutely not.
I thought it was low-key a misogynistic thing.
Do you
thing.
Know how hard it is to find a man who will do a male-male-female
threesome?
Unless
the guy is bisexual. I didn't think that happened. Oh, my Maybe God. He is bisexual, though.
No,
let's This is getting interesting
says.
Now. I just thought so he was good. A dick, but this...
This okay. is a bestseller.
Okay.
It was absolutely amazing, and the fire sparked inside. Yes.
Oh, wait, did you God. Say the part where it was my partner was allowed to give me head?
No, our partner was allowed to give me head, so the other guy gave her head.
Yeah,
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing, and the fire sparked inside. I had gone 3 years... Over 2,000 days without head. You've been counting.
She was tally-marking it.
This is important to you. Oh, my God. Man. It felt like I had scoured the desert for water and finally found a geyser.
Ooh, I wonder if that guy, the other guy, was even good at head. Or was
Probably
just the
not,
on
but
her
like,
clit. She was like,
listen,
oh my God.
I'm glad it set your loins ablaze.
Me too.
I tried to keep it to myself because I had previously decided not to push him on it and didn't want to end up in a fight. Recently, I brought it up because I couldn't take it anymore. We ended up arguing. Shocker.
Right.
Like, we came back. Later, we came back calmly, talked about it, and somehow ended up agreeing to open in our relationship and seeing people individually. What?
Wow. He's very open. He's a very open individual. He just doesn't like to eat pussy.
Just right.
He's like, just get it somewhere
it's
else.
It's that open cavity.
Exactly.
He can't do it.
I can't fathom him.
I was wary of the idea, but decided to just see how it would go. We've both been listening to your journey in polyamory and always joke we should try. Well, it's been 2 months and I already hate it. Aw, honey. I never wanted to have sex with other people. I just wanted him to give me head.
When you search the world, but you just want what's at home.
Right. Ew. Now he's sleeping with other people, and I'm getting head from other people, and we're barely having sex with each other. Yeah. I want my relationship back, but I also want him to at least open up to the idea of giving me head. Mm-hmm. Or do I just agree to give up the head for the rest of my life? No, you don't. Again, I respect his sexual preferences. And we've always been able to communicate about our sexual hang-ups and compromise, but he really won't budge on this. I really don't know what to do, and I'm afraid my relationship is doomed. Please help. Sincerely, Yasina.
It might be doomed, but it doesn't have to be.
Girl, yeah. It was doomed from the first time you let him fuck and not give you head. I just don't understand. Yeah. How are y'all out here not demanding head?
I mean, I'm just very, like, whatever your preference is, I'm not going to, like, super push you on it. But the fact that she enjoys head so much,
you probably shouldn't
enter into a relationship with someone who's not going to give you head ever.
I need y'all to check off these boxes on these people that you decide to date.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if there's something in your head that's, like, a deal breaker, don't just push it aside.
Right.
Because you might be entering into the relationship with a person that you're literally going to spend the rest of your life with. And then, unless you cheat or enter into a polyamorous relationship that you didn't want to be in, you're never gonna get head ever again.
Ever.
Which is like the worst horror movie of the year. Like, that's an it contender.
That's,
like, that's
terrifying. Can you
worse
imagine?
Than Get Out. No head ever.
Ever.
That's sad. Yeah, so what's going on here? He's fucking other people. She's just getting head from other people.
So she's not fucking anybody else.
She just has a train of men coming in and out of her vagina with their tongues. I would suggest another serious sit-down conversation.
Right.
Be like, I would like to close the relationship again, because clearly you're not enjoying it. So if that's a deal breaker for him, then obviously it should end. If he says yes, then good. One step has been made.
Right.
And then you got to be like, listen, man, this head thing, we got to figure it
Something's
out.
Something's got to give.
We got to figure it out.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Do y'all use toys? You know, maybe he'll be more partial to toys.
Mm-hmm.
There's that word.
Like a partial.
It did not.
But like what toy can substitute head, if any? A wet vibrator?
I mean, they do have those tongue vibrators. Yeah,
there are automatic
tongues. I've never tried them. I kind of want one, but still.
You should try it and then come back on the show.
Right.
Whether or not you win and just, you know.
Let us know how things are going.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe he should just try it once.
Yeah, has he actually hates it?
Right.
Yeah, he might actually love it. He might love your reaction to it.
Right.
But I still don't want her to push, like...
Yeah, that's true.
Because I don't want him to feel bad about it.
Yeah, because he might have, like, some serious issues with it.
Yeah, exactly. So...
Y'all should have that talk.
Yeah. Several talks need to be had, you know? Just, like, everything needs to be disseminated. Because right. She's been holding on to this for a really long time. So she has a lot to get out.
2,000 days.
Yeah.
She counted. The girl on wants her head.
1999, she was like, I can't check it anymore.
Still no head.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for writing in, Yesenia. And I'm sorry that's happening. I hope it turns out well.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So we're going to go into our next listener letter. Ooh. So this one is a trigger warning for what?
Everything.
Trigger. So just to let you guys know, this next letter, I'll give some trigger warnings for rape culture. Jesus. Why am I reading? Rape culture, slut shaming, victim blaming, and some trans antagonism. So it reads, Hey Sam, apologies for the delayed message. Interesting week for me. I'm writing to chime in on the latest on the episode 54, Genders or None. I love the chemistry between you and this coho, Rob. In the beginning, I love it when you guys advertise Lush. I think that was a pussy looking app or something like that, ironically enough. It all ties together. I might invest in the future so I can spread some computer love to all my computer love sisters. I will have the best tongue licking parents, lol.
I don't get it.
I don't know what you mean by that. I really can't figure out what you mean by that. Okay. What really kind of raised an eyebrow is the information about the foul play in the military. I wonder if Rob is a quote-unquote boy-turned-girl or girl-turned-boy. So just to interject here, that is not the proper way to... Thank you for writing in, but that is not the proper way to refer to trans people. And then also in the episode, a number of times we mentioned that Rob is agender, which means that they do not identify as man or woman. They are neither boy nor girl, though, because they're 26 years old.
And in addition to that, it's none of your goddamn business.
That's also true. And that doesn't have anything to do with...
Nothing at all.
The next part of the story. So, this next part reads, Rob's rape story wasn't convincing to me, though.
Pause there.
Yeah.
What?
So, rape stories don't have to be convincing...
At all.
At all.
If someone says it happened, believe them.
You should just believe them because, you know, most rapes... are actual rapes, and a very small percentage of rapes
the
are...
The smallest of percentage...
Yeah, it's a very, very small percentage.
...are lies.
Yeah,
In addition to that, why do you need to be convinced of this person's experience? You want to reimagine it? That doesn't make sense. That's disgusting.
It is disgusting. And then also, like, I've talked about this before, but when you're... There's no harm in believing a person who's been raped's story. You know, and then, you know, just kind of like to put yourself in the person's shoes, like someone has gone through a traumatic experience and then you're going to write into a podcast that they've been on and say, I don't believe your traumatic experience. It's like you writing into the podcast and saying that, oh, my parents died and it really fucked me up, and me being like, I don't think he was really fucked up that his parents died.
Right.
It doesn't sound like it was that sad.
So, not convinced.
Yeah, just, you know, go through life with a little bit more compassion and kind of read up on rape and rape culture and how you're still contributing to rape culture by even writing into this podcast to say something like that.
And also rape in the military.
Yeah, we talked about it ad nauseum in the episode. It's very prevalent. So to continue on, I think Rob knew that the man was engaged, so homie definitely tried it. I don't know what you mean by that. I would have too if we made out before.
Did you just say you're a rapist?
I don't get.
Tried what to?
What you're saying. So if you have had a sexual encounter with someone before, whether it be making out or full-on sex. If the person says no, then it's not ever the time to try it, quote-unquote. Yeah, it's not ever the time to try it. I could see why you would think, oh, you know, we've been sexual before, we can be sexual again. But once the person says no, then you cannot be sexual in that moment.
It's doesn't a wrap.
Matter. Even if you're married, it does not matter. But I wonder why women in the military can't just put a condom on and, quote-unquote, take care of their male soldiers. Rob is not a woman. Rob is an agender individual. So you misgendered them just now. Can't just put a condom on and take care of their male soldiers. Take care? This is a really bad story. This is worse than I thought it was. I've looked at this in a couple of months.
It is absolutely terrible.
I don't know. Do you want to take that part?
I'm just very confused about the take care.
Yeah, so
they're not there for sex. They're there fighting the same war as these men.
Exactly.
That's not their obligation. That's not their job. That's not why they were hired. Some of these women outrank some of these men. Mm-hmm. So, like, what? And then put also, a condom on.
In general, sex is not a situation in which one person is taking care of another person or, like, giving one person a part of themselves. It's a mutual act. So you don't take care of your male soldier.
Right.
You either want to have sex with them and they want to have sex with you and you agree to have sex together or not. If one person disagrees, it doesn't happen. And if it does, then it's rape. If you look at comic books like X-Men, you see heroes having affairs. It eases tension. So I feel like you're conflating the fact that Rob didn't want this in general, and it doesn't matter why Rob didn't want it. It doesn't matter if they thought it was because the person was engaged or they didn't want it at the time or they had someone back at home. It doesn't matter why you don't want it. If you don't want it, it's rape. So I feel like you're conflating this with, like, they thought it was bad and they were going behind that guy's back or something like that. So that's why they didn't want to engage with this other person. But that's not why. They just didn't want to have sex. They just didn't want to fuck him. So.
And that should be respected.
Exactly. No matter what. Point and you don't have to, like, use the fact that affairs. First of all, sex in the military isn't actually legal. Like, right. You're actually not supposed to be doing this in the first place.
At all.
But, you don't have to use the fact that it does happen to justify why Rob should have had sex with this guy.
Also,
it's just if Rob wanted to have sex with this guy, then Rob would have had sex with this guy. If not, then no. So
this is also real life, not a comic book.
This is not the X-Men, actually.
While the media might, you know, mimic real life,
yeah,
they're not the same.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, in gangs, wow, you're just giving all these examples. As a matter of fact, in gangs,
the biker worst or examples.
Urban, biker, yeah, because a lot of sexual assault happens in everything, but particularly gangs as well. As a matter of fact, in gangs, biker or urban, the females perform sexual favors to members. That's because usually they're being, what's the word I'm looking for?
Controlled. Taken advantage of. Turned yeah, they're out.
Being manipulated into doing
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Whether physically, mentally, whatever, emotionally, which still doesn't make it good, you know? Like, in a gang, as in the military, there's a hierarchy of power. So if you're, I don't know how to say gang terminology, but if your OG is like, do this to me, then you are, like, forced to do it because right. of your ranking as a woman.
And also their ranking as your
OG.
Yes. I wasn't going to say it.
Superior, yeah. That's the right word. I don't think sex should be forced, but I don't see anything wrong with members giving each other favors. Ooh, I don't like that phrasing as favors. I just like for sex to be we're having sex with each right. other. I don't like for it to be like a give and take or whatever. But no, there's nothing wrong with people having sex with each other if they both agree to have sex with each other in any situation. It doesn't matter if it's the military or anything like that. The reason why it was rape for Rob is because they didn't want it. It doesn't matter why they didn't want it. They just didn't want it. Soldiers are very close to death, ! Why not get a nut? Well, if they want to get a fucking nut, first of all, they can jack off. But if they want to get a nut and there's someone else who wants to get a nut with them, then it's okay. But if not, then no, it's rape. That is why it's rape. I love your podcast and I will keep listening. Please do, because you have a lot to learn.
So much to unlearn.
Yeah, and I will leave that at anonymous because your mentions would be destroyed. okay, ready to go into the next one. Oh man, that was bad.
right?
Next up in much, much lighter letters.
Whew. Yeah.
Need a drink after that.
Several drinks. Mm-hmm. All right. Just found the podcast and I'm completely in love and sexually liberated. Amen.
Hey.
Sam, you and the lovely co-host have answered my unasked questions of should I fuck my ex-husband?
You're
I haven't had that type of rough, choke the shit out of you, body aching, fucking with a thick 9-inch dick in me since we divorced like 5 years ago.
Listen out.
He's still single. I'm in a relationship. That's another story. Didn't want to make this hella long.
Okay, you should have made it hella long. And I'm expecting right. you to write in.
We want
to
know.
The moment you hear me saying this, start typing.
Well, we please. Fucked. It was so great. And plan to continue whenever possible. Ooh, girl, you living dangerous.
Living dangerously.
We live about an hour and a half from one another. Fucking him and getting back to being best friends again is exciting as fuck. LOL. Mm. But thanks for your advice. I never had a chance to ask for. We're both 28, if it matters any. Keep up the lovely work, honey.
Thank you so Aww. Much. Ooh, I don't have this person's name. But thank you so much.
Say.
Oh, man. That's quite interesting what's going on there.
I'm kind of happy she got some good-ass sex.
Me too.
Because I feel like she's like not that. Getting that from exactly. the guy she's with.
Yeah, it sounds like she had a craving and that has been right. satisfied and is being satisfied.
But this could be messy,
yes,
girl.
I was about to say, tread Real very messy. Lightly because I'm not sure what the fuck's going on
right,
here.
Right, with that current.
Yeah. Huh. And they're like getting, what did she say? Getting back to being best friends
best
again.
Best friends again. So you know they're going to fuck again. Fuck.
Yeah, they're going to be fucking. But no, that's great though. Interesting that, how do you feel about people getting married young? She's 28. It's been 5 years since they were together and that's her ex-husband. So they got married at 23? Oh, that's okay. I don't know when they divorced though or how long they were married.
Right.
Wong, you were married young.
Yeah, but 25.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
such a difference.
25 is a different story from 23.
It is, but still.
Yeah.
So close.
But the fact that it's her ex-husband, like...
That's wild.
When did you guys get divorced?
When did you get married?
Exactly. That's interesting. Maybe they just, like, weren't ready for each other, and now they're
Probably.
Back, and it's like a love
You know,
story.
Now they're older, they
exactly.
know better.
Exactly.
Maybe he learned how to fuck.
Huh?
They just get remarried.
Right, call it a day, y'all best friends again.
This is going to be the first ever Inner Hoa Uprising sponsored wedding. I will personally MC it myself. No, I hope it all works out for you.
Right,
feel bad about the other guy, unless yeah. he knows. In which case, like maybe he's like asexual or something like
you
that.
Never
like,
know.
I can't give you this dick.
Or you know, maybe he not giving head, and it's been 2,000 days.
Maybe it's the same person. You don't know what's going on.
Right.
Thank you for writing in. All right, so our next. Question is from Tatiana, and Tatiana writes, so I just started dating this guy and it's only been 3 months and he's not my boyfriend or anything, but I really, really, really like him. That's three reallys. And I'm struggling with how to approach the conversation of us taking our relationship to the next level, like boyfriend and girlfriend next level.
Mm-hmm.
I am willing to give up my hoish ways for this man.
Ooh.
That's a statement. That's a fucking statement.
I mean, you could be a hoe for him.
You could. There's many ways to be hoes. But she's just willing to give up her hoish ways. Neither of us have been in a real relationship for years, and I don't want to rush anything. But I feel like I'm at the point in my life where I don't want to waste any time on things that won't last. You know, I don't know when is the right time. I don't know when the right time to discuss this would be, or how to even bring it up. Help me, all knowing Sam and Asha. Sincerely, Tatiana.
It's just so weird because it could be like that moment where she's like, so what are we? And then it fucks everything up because,
yeah.
you know, some men retreat. Like,
yeah, they get very scared
when they hear that.
But do you even want to be with someone who would get that scared? Like
right,
the simple question
true.
Of what are we? That's not really something to get that scared about. Like women ask that because
we need
they
to
just
know.
Want
to
know what's
she's
going
trying to
on.
Give up being a hoe. Like mm-hmm. Shorty needs to know.
Yeah. And like she deserves the truth.
Right.
You know, like, if you're not ready for it, then just
say
so. That. That doesn't necessarily mean that she's going to, like, leave.
Right.
She
I feel
said
like
she really, really, really likes you.
Be honest and say that. Like, hey, I really like you. I mm-hmm. like how things are going.
Yeah.
And I want to know if this is going to develop further or whatever.
Yeah.
Life, just put it on the line, because I don't, the one thing I hate is wasting my time with a nigga. I hate it.
Tell us an experience of wasting your time with a nigga.
Oh my God. It's just, to be honest, I haven't even gotten that far with wasting my time. It'll be like a couple of days. I get irritated. Listen. I get irritated over the smallest things irritate me. There was this guy that texted me, and in the first line, he said my name, and he also spelled the word girl completely. But then in the messages to follow, he took the I out of girl, so it was GRL, and he kept calling me girl. I was like, I'm not going to do this.
Why was he calling you girl?
I don't know.
Who even does that?
Because he knew my name.
Exactly.
Like, he knew it well.
He was like so lazy.
It was
just
like,
four letters. So does girl. He was like, I can't. I can only give you three.
Oh my God. It was so irritating. I was just like, I can't. I'm not doing this. I just, because I feel like from things like that, I just know this is not going to, no. You're going to piss me off further.
Too picky?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I just think for me, I need a connection with a certain person.
Yeah.
And off the back, like, I can tell this is not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are guys who are like, yeah, I like to drink and smoke. That's cool.
But what else do you do?
What else do you do?
Yeah,
that's, and that's literally all they do.
That's where
do.
It's like, oh, do you want to hang out? And you're like, oh, yeah, sure. Where are we going? To my basement to smoke.
To drink and smoke. That's okay.
No, thanks.
I'll pass.
It's boring after a while.
Ugh.
Yeah, so just ask him. And if he reacts wrong, he wasn't the one for you.
And you get to be a hoe.
Again. Yeah, summer's coming up. Oh, at this point, we're in June.
This summer's about to be lit. I feel it.
Do tell. What did you say on Twitter? You were like,
I'm ready to be a hoe
this summer?
Listen, I've been trying to be a hoe since I was like 16. It has
Wait,
not.
Why is it not even working out? Like, what's going on?
Because.
How is it malfunctioning?
Oh my God, you don't understand. Like, I'd be talking to someone and then they say something and my kitty dries up. Yeah. Just like, we are not
like
going to do this. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, no, girl, it's not going to happen. But I've been trying.
Where are you? Where's your pool? Who are you selecting
well,
from?
Well, initially my pool was in Syracuse because I went to school for 6 years.
Okay.
So it was that.
Yeah.
But
I feel like that's not a very good pool.
It's not.
Speaking of pools in Syracuse,
Syracuse
this is a very
is
off-tangent
so
story. I was in a pool in Syracuse.
There's pools in Syracuse?
It was during the summer and it was like a private pool or whatever. My aunt used to live there. So I was in a pool with my family. We got in, and as soon as we got in, all of the white people got out of the pool, and I was like, I don't like Syracuse as a
oh
place.
My God.
They thought they were going to get, like, the nigger disease or something like that.
Oh,
it was
God.
Really bad. So I'm sorry that you went to school.
It's, yeah,
it's also very cold. I've been there in a
so
winter, too, and it's stupid.
Cold.
Yeah. Can't hold in Syracuse.
It's probably going to fucking snow in graduation again.
That happens?
Yes. Graduation, I think this year is next week, and I know it's gonna snow. It snowed on my graduation.
It's been kind of cold. We're recording this May 9th, by the way.
Right. So, yeah.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks. That really sucks. What the fuck? Why would anybody live there? No.
Right.
Okay, so what's your pool now?
All of Brooklyn, any other state that I'm visiting.
It'd be like that sometimes.
Listen.
Wait, what about Queens? Damn.
I'm sorry, Queens is just, it's so confusing. Like, I got lost coming here. There's a street, there's a place, there's a lane, there's a drive, there's an avenue. It's just,
you
it's too
that.
Much.
But the reason why I don't like Brooklyn is because, okay,
so
like, the street will be next to the lane and it'll all go in, like, numerical
order. But that's how
order.
It is here.
But Brooklyn is, like,
oh,
names of stuff.
But that's,
and I'm like, I don't
okay.
know which way to go.
Excuse me? Why are two Queens people ganging up on me right now?
I mean, Wong's a Long Island person now, so that's like a whole nother.
Yeah,
I'm just like very here.
I
I'm
can't
very
do Long
Queens.
Island.
Oh, and Manhattan. Manhattan is perfect. Like
I
in Manhattan, north
Manhattan.
Is actually north. In Queens, north is south. The fuck is up with that?
See, that's
the fuck
your
is up
borough.
With that?
I'm just
okay.
Saying.
Syracuse.
Yeah.
Where are you from originally?
Mind. Jamaica.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yup.
What
Island,
part of Jamaica?
Yo. St. Andrew. I was
okay.
born there.
How long did you
what
live
you know
in
about
Jamaica?
Jamaica?
I mean, he is Jamaican. I mean, he is.
That's my cousin.
What do you know about Jamaica? Hey, I'm half Jamaican, guys.
No, don't do that.
Damn, son. I will
no,
never
I'm kidding.
Say that
no,
again.
No, you can have
no,
it.
I'll
welcome, welcome.
Yeah, okay. No, yeah. So, what are your goals for hoeing it up this summer?
Mm.
Like, how are you gonna execute?
Honestly, I don't know.
Sometimes,
I'm
like
just
when
put myself out there.
When the pool does suck, I'm not saying, like, enter into a situation where you really don't want to, but sometimes you just have to get high with that nigga, and then you're like, oh, he's cuter, and then you fuck him. Sometimes it's like that. But if you don't want to do that, I understand why. But sometimes that's, like, that's the body right there.
Mama, I'll take your advice.
Yeah, just once.
Yes.
Like, a lot of limeritas. Not too much, but just, like,
enough. Oh, you know they have peach now? I want to try it.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I still want to try it.
Do you like the rest of them? Because I
don't think
I've
had the rest of them.
Okay. I will say that.
What are the rest of them?
There's a lemonade-arita, which you didn't need to do that.
I might have.
We already
had
a citrus fruit. There's a raspberry one.
I've had that.
You've had all of them. You just
is there? But I thought there was.
There's a strawberry one.
That's the original, isn't it?
No, this
these
is two are the original. I think strawberry and lime were the original. The fact that we are talking about that juice, like, in full depth, but I'm gonna keep going though. There's a mango
the
one.
Theme.
There's a mango one.
There's a mango.
Yeah, and you would think, hey, we're all Jamaican here. We love mangoes, but now that tastes like shit.
Does it?
Yeah,
damn,
it does.
Damn.
Oh, what's the last one? There's one that's really bad. I can't remember what it is. But yeah, I only like this one because the rest of them are too sugary to me, even though they're all really sugary. But yeah. Try the peach limerita or whatever. The peacherita.
Let me know how it is, guys.
Yeah.
Girls. People.
People. Gender non-conforming folk. Gender variant folk.
Yes.
Demi girls and demi boys. All 54 genders. Okay. We can end the show now. I was just doing too much just now. So thank you so much for being
no
here.
Problem. Thank you for having me.
Oh, for sure. Let us know where we can find you on social media.
Oh gosh.
If you want to.
No, I can't. It's just my name is different on everything.
Okay.
Better yet, guys, I have a website.
Hey, yeah, you do.
Yeah, so everything is there.
Okay.
It's savedbysasha.com. Check us out. I'm trying to, you know, save the people.
What's the theme of your website?
Honestly, the theme is just helping everyone. I want everyone to live a better natural life and just take care of themselves. So I'm trying to branch out into things that are less like DIY and makeup stuff and more like I had a self-care post. I'm trying to do a post about like a bunch of my friends who graduated last year.
Mm-hmm.
I recently found out I still have pictures of them because I hoard pictures that I take. And the pictures were great. So just like, I wonder what everyone's been up to. So I want to share that story so that other people realize like things aren't just going to happen in a year.
Yeah.
Like I have a job, but it's not the best job in the world.
Yeah.
So
yeah, a lot of people don't graduate right out and like get their dream job.
So I want people to see that like stories differ, things can change. I think of all the people that I'm interviewing, four of us all graduated with a forensic science degree, a master's, and it's like we all took different paths. So
that's really interesting. Yeah. I'm excited for that post.
Thank you.
Very important work that you are doing. Thank you.
Problem.
I keep burping. I'm sorry. if you guys would like to follow the podcast on Instagram, you can do so by going to @InnerHoeUprising. If you'd like to do so on Twitter, you can go to @InnerHoeUprising without the G. If you want to on Facebook, who uses that anymore? You can just search @InnerHoeUprising on Facebook.
I love Facebook.
Yeah, I probably actually use Facebook the most.
So many articles.
Yeah, that's where I get all the content for the show. Facebook. You guys can go to innerhoeuprising.com if you would like to vote for Asha. Look at Asha's bio. Look at everybody else's bio. Sorry.
I'm going to be so great, guys. I will not let you down.
She will not let you down.
Ever.
Ever. Or vote for other co-hosts. Sorry, I just have to say that. Yeah, so you guys can do that. Please rate and review this podcast on iTunes or
Five stars only.
Five stars only.
Only.
Only. Only. Okay, so I guess we'll leave you guys off with a little something sexy. As said by you.
Ooh.
Do you have anything?
Mm-hmm.
You're the last episode, so you really gotta like, you have to actually make an audio porno right now and have it be at least 45 minutes long. Yeah. Or whatever you want.
No, I'm gonna have a suggestion for everyone. I feel like everyone should just take some time and learn about BDSM and explore the taboo nature that is sexuality.
Hey, do that. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Asha.
Bye.